नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज ऑल्सो इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की वेदे मर्सी ऑफ गुरु एंड गौरांग एंड एस्पेशली बाय द मर्सी ऑफ श्रील भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज फ्रॉम इंडिया आई वेंट टू फर्स्ट इटली एंड फ्रॉम इटली टू मियामी एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज कोस्टोरिका वेनेजुएला देन ब्राजील अमेरिका अगेन सो मेनी कंट्रीज वेरी सक्सेसफुल हवाई ऑल्सो सो सक्सेसफुल प्रीचिंग एवरीवेयर devotees are so much inspired. Even the devotees who left ISKCON, they joined. Though devotees who left ISKCON but still in the line, but no faith in ISKCON, especially they came to us, very much inspired, so much. In Bejar, more than 500, Hawaii also like this, here, also last our dust, Lechua. Everywhere, so inspiring. Oh, he served me, his wife and he in Brazil so much, and we preached there. Wonderful everywhere. They helped me. Pinda, you. Prem Prayojan also. All. I think here also our preaching will be successful.
In Allah, you have 50 devotees of Swami Maharaj. Another devotee of
So, if we want to be happy in this life, we'll have to follow the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti, Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur, our Gurudev and Swamiji. There is no another way. So we should have so much strong faith in Hari Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevala. And very strong faith that name is Himself, Krishna. But somewhere in some way, Krishna has invested his unlimited power, mercy, all the qualities, opulences, everything in name. But we are unfortunate that we have no taste in this name. Name can give everything. Even a man with honor and shraddha, he is taking the ulta naam,
reverse name,
mara mara maram. If he cannot speak Krishna, Kanai, Kanu, even, he will know and he will be merciful. If anyone cannot do pranam, nor if he cannot do like this, only chant Hare Krishna in any way. If you have no honor, even but chanting, even it will give liberation. And with you are served, but with honor and love and affection you are doing, it will go take you to Golok Vrindavan, eternal happiness. So we should have faith. Don't be weak. Those who are grihastha, no mind, they should be grihastha. Chant and remember. But they should be like Indian, what, Indian line? Yes. Not divorcing again. Indian culture. And those who are brahmacharis, they should never fall down. They should not be come down. And what to tell, speak of sannyasi? They should be paramahans, more going,
advanced,
not going degrading. The ladies, why left worldly life? Oh, that's it. So a strong like sannyasis, not less than sannyasis. The ladies who has been divorced by anyone, oh, that should be like one. Krishna is my everything. And go on chanting, remembering. And thus, in this life you will realize all these things. So Nityananda Prabhu has promised. Listen me. If anyone is chanting and remembering, and if he is not liberated, oh, for this I am responsible. Krishna has also promised, sarvadharman pratyajamam ekam saranam braja, am tvam sarva papa bhav moksha isyami, maashucha. And also, we should not worry for maintaining life. You have surrendered totally, then Krishna will take something, vegetables from market, on his head. Even if you cannot cook, he will cook. You know, so many examples. He cooked from Draupadi. He cooked for Rupa Sanatana Goswami. So, don't worry. He is all powerful, almighty. In classes, you should make here program. How many days we are?
3 days here. Today, three. Tomorrow, and day after tomorrow.
So, we should make program. Hey, Prabhu, you are Brajanath Prabhu. You should make any program. Invite all those who can come, and we should go on. Morning program, evening program. In morning program, so many qualified devotees are here, they will class, and in evening, myself. I will have to take full day rest, perhaps. In evening, I can or not, I cannot say. Whole day. So I must go. Gaur Premanand. But I am so happy to meet you all, so much. Especially he invited, and then I became happy that, oh, this time I should from Italy, and then also Germany, France, here, there.
We are happy to have you here.
Main bahut prasann hoon ki yahan par aakar ke do aap se hindi te baatein bol kar. भारतीय आपका बेटा तो अभी नहीं बोल सकेगा शायद, बेटा हिंदी नहीं बोल सकता,
हिंदी अभी शुरू नहीं किया।
और आपकी पत्नी?
पत्नी सीखने को बहुत शौक है, अभी तक तो मैं शुरू नहीं किया। मतलब बोले हम वृंदावन में रहेंगे तो सबसे लेना होगा।
हाँ तो सिखला देना। अच्छा तुम भी वृंदावन में जाना तो हिंदी में बोलना। हाँ But I know this fact that Germany followed India. Vedas were brought here, translated at the time of Hitler. He was very friend of India. And he was not so cruel as they tell.
Prabhupada also told, actually Hitler was better than Churchill.
Yes. But they, by propaganda, they did. Exactly. He made Germany, no?
Exactly. Mm.
So he brought all the Vedas and also Brahmin Pandits, and who discovered aeroplane and so many things, rockets, and so many things from Vedas. And then whole world, they took his remnant from here. But India, in the line of Krishna Bhakti, they rejected Shukracharya and these inventions. They never believe in this science, modern science. They were in our line, in their line we are. That is why Krishna smashed all demons and these things, Dhanurvidya, Brahmastra. And he followed Bhakti Atma Vigyan Gita. Gita has never told like this, modern science and thought of very high class of science. So Hitler took it from India and he used to respect Indian persons. Gaur Premanande. Bahut bada.
Awesome.
Achha. Thank you. If a man is healthy, if a man has so many good children, very beautiful, very intelligent, and everything he has to be happy in this life, then why he should do bhajan, Shyamrani?
Actually, there's no happiness in this
you
world.
You should come here and sit facing there. You can be here. Oh,
facing.
Can you stand? Stand up. Oh.
If a man is healthy, wealthy, has a lot of children and material comforts, still he cannot be happy in this world. There's no happiness in material life because the material world has certain qualities. That is, there's always threefold miseries, miseries of the body, the mind, other living entities, miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death. In the material world, whether willingly or unwillingly, we're forced to commit sinful activities, like even breathing, we kill so many bacteria. Even walking, we kill so many insects. And for every single living entity that we've killed, even turning on water, we kill so many living entities and germs bodies. We have to suffer from those sins. So there's no happiness in this world because we're always tasting the results of past sinful activities. When one does Krishna bhajan, the pleasure is ever fresh. our Guru Maharaj gives the example of different types of wells. One well is meant for washing dishes, one well is meant for bathing, one well is meant for drinking. But all those wells gradually become dirty with those activities. But a more intelligent person, he does all of his activities in the flowing river, where there's an ever-fresh supply of water. So Krishna is the ocean of rasa and the reservoir of all pleasure. In Krishna, there's always newer and newer pleasure. This world is by nature, another of its qualities, is that it gets older and older. Even when something is fresh and new, very quickly it becomes tasteless. Newspapers become old the next day. But the nature of the spiritual world is nitya navanabhayamana. Every moment is not only a brand new experience, but every moment is a newer experience than the previous moment. And every time the devotees see Krishna in the spiritual world, they're thinking, I have never seen such sweetness, such beauty, such charm, and every moment they become more astounded than previously. This seeing of Krishna in the spiritual world is the result of doing bhajan. Bhajan means internal absorption in prayers for service to the Lord and in the pastimes of the Lord. On that platform, everything is sat-chit-ananda, as opposite of this material world, which has the qualities asat, achit, and nirananda. So apparent happiness in this world is really no happiness. It's just a very momentary relief or apparent relief of miseries. Like I'm in a snowstorm, I come in my house and lock the door behind me. Oh, I feel so good. At the next moment, there's another misery inside the house. But in Krishna consciousness, every moment is a brand new experience of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. And bhajan is the process to achieve that perpetual happiness which the jiva has been searching for at every step of his life's journey, life after life.
Thank you. Can you give the example of Hiranyakashipu? How he was wealthy, healthy, so much things, and how in a moment he was killed and he was not happy.
A very long time ago in Satyug, there was personality.
Cows, buffalo, tigers, bears, hawks and pigs, like this. Like Bharat became
a deer.
Deer. So many, like one, they became two trees.
Nalkumar Mani.
So it is not certain that they will come in a human shape. Never. And it may be that wife may die before he is dying. She will give up anyhow. These relations are not eternal.
So these relationships are temporary. So Prahlad Maharaj, he told his father, you should give up all attachment for these things.
After that, what became? They requested Prahlad Maharaj, we have so much belief on you, very strong belief on you. Now we want to follow you. What should we do? He told that my Guru has told that always you should Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Svaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Darsam, Sakhat, Munivira. Especially hearing from Guru, we should try to chant, remember and doing Kirtan. Especially Kirtan, the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can be happy, otherwise no. So why not we should all together, we should do Sankirtan? And they told that we don't know how to do Kirtan. Because Kirtan is very simple. What simple? or only on
clapping
and chanting the holy name of Krishna. This will be, and it is so powerful that nothing to do anything, chanting and remembering and doing kirtan, and you can be liberated, you can realize your soul, and you will be happy for ever. And you can realize what is transcendental truth and supreme personality of Godhead, and you will be happy forever. Then you should do kirtan, we will follow. Then he began to do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare everywhere
it went
in the sky, here and there. Hiranyakashipu was sitting in his council. He became so upset. From where this song is coming? And what this song? And he heard that Prahlad with his all students, now they are doing Hari Kirtan. Oh. At once he took his sword and club, and running he came to that place. What nonsense you are doing. I don't want to listen all these kirtans. He is my enemy, this Hari. Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan. He takes so much steps. He is a big cheater. We cannot believe. He has killed my brother, and you are even on his side and doing kirtan. I will kill you. I want to see that who can save him in this world. I know anyone can save you. Why you are so desperate? Who will save you? Can you tell? Oh, who saves you? Who saves everyone? He creates this world in a second. He can destroy this world in a second. He is so powerful. He is in me, in you, everywhere, in all atoms, in water, in air, everywhere, in fire. He is there. Oh, he is here, anywhere? Oh, everywhere he is. Why I am not seeing? I want to see and to kill him. Oh, is in this pillar? Very big, big pillar was there. Yes, he is also here. Oh, then I will finish and then I will finish you. First I should finish the pillar. And he gave a blow, very
strong,
powerful blow. And it was just smashed in a moment, and very weak sound came. And he has to do like this. He could not tolerate. And once he saw that, oh, very dangerous, very powerful, a new creature, not human, not lion, not anything, very powerful, and thousands of hands here. And fire was here, burning here and there. Very dangerous. Then he feared that, oh, he may kill me. So he took his club and he wanted to kill that new creature, that in Nishinga, but he could not do it. In a moment he too can. He has a bone that he will not die in day or night. Not in the sky, not in earth.
Huh? On the ground.
On the ground or
in the sea.
In the water.
In the water, anywhere. Anyone cannot kill him who has been created by Brahma.
By no weapons.
By no
weapons.
Weapon. Nothing.
Inside,
not outside.
Not inside of home and not outside.
Not in any month.
And he thought that I am immortal. But in moment, Nrisimhadev
took him in his lap.
Not inside, not outside, on the door.
Not
a sky, not a patal.
Lower planet itself.
Nothing.
On his lap.
On his lap. No weapon. Only his nails. No
gun.
Nothing. No bomb, nothing. Only his nails. And not in any month. What was that?
Leap year.
Out of months. And in a second he lights. And he took all his
intestine.
Like a gauntlet. In a moment. And he was
covered.
So we can trust in Krishna. He is our real friend. He can save us. Anyone in this world, no wife, no children, no wealth will save me. Save us. So from beginning, when we are of 5 years, something knowledge, from that very age we should try to begin chanting and remembering. Very easy. At any time in daytime, nighttime, on bed, walking even. Even you are sleeping, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are taking your children in your lap, oh, go on sleep. Oh, you can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. If you are cooking, you can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Any time you can do. If you are cooking, Govinda
Damo Dara Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti.
Yes, you are Brahmin. No harm. If you are nourishing your children, no harm. Govinda
Namo Dharmadaveti, Govinda Namo Dharmadaveti.
Oh, Nrisimha Mahadev became very happy, pleased that even a boy of 5 and with all his chanting and remembering, and he has so much belief on me, and he was not fearing at all. He told that, now I am so happy, I am pleased to you. Have any benediction from me, any boon, Prahlad Maharaj. Nrisimha.
What?
She says her name is Jamuna, but if you want, you can give her another name.
Why? Jamuna is so much beloved of Krishna and very dear to Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha. All play, water play in Jamuna and become always happy. I think it is very high class of name, Jamuna. Don't try to change. It is so.
Just that I wanted to be your Jamuna.
She wants to be yours before anyone has given her this name.
Yes. Your name?
No, you have not given this name.
Who gave this?
Harikesh.
Harikesh. than Kalindi. Kalindi is better, you know? Kalindi Davi Devi ki. Good name, Kalindi. Anything more? You should be satisfied by this name. Kalindi. Anything to ask?
Yes, you will see. We can go to Vrindavan. We ask you already.
You are being ready?
Yes, we are living in the July.
You are being ready to go to India in Kartik month?
We are going to July.
July is
why
July?
July?
They want to live in Vrindavan.
They live there permanently.
They're moving.
You will maintain there? No money problem?
Krishna is
No, you should not make Krishna. He is a little boy. How he can maintain? That is why he never married.
He cannot
otherwise
maintain.
His wife will tell that, oh, maintain me. Then very big problem. So he is happy that no marriage, but all are
his friends.
He can go to anyone. And they should provide Krishna and to maintain Krishna. If one fruits will come from lakhs and lakh gopi, then it will be sufficient for whole year. Krishna is so tricky. And gopi also never married Krishna. They know that he's a tricky
person
and cheater. They are more higher than Rukmini and Satyabhama. If they were married, then same like Rukmini and Satyabhama. So they never married. Sometimes Krishna wants that I should marry them, but they deny. We will not marry with a black person. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Anything? What should we do? You can call. Question you like? Our classes in Bezar, high classes of classes, and for 9-10 days, high classes. Where is Madhurika? No, you have put in. Everything, my classes, top to bottom, very good.
And last days of Alakshwa, did you receive Vikasas?
No. Very wondering, they should give.
But there is now new system you have, right?
No, we have.
You can give her? Or?
Also Alakshwa, very good.
But she cannot marry you.
Very strongly I do.
बहुत अच्छा.
Have you heard my classes?
He's reading your book.
Oh, very good. You should all help them.
वो आपका माला बनाता है, वही बनाता है.
बहुत अच्छा. He's a good boy. Do you want to come India? Very good. Bachelor. I want that those who are family men, they should be in family. And they should be a strong family men helping their wife and children. Like Pandavas, like Draupadi, like Arjun Bhim, like Shivash Acharya, Shivash Pandit, like others. And from them, they may take sannyas mohal. If they are qualified, after 50, after 60, but not degrading. Those who are brahmachari, they should be pakka brahmacharis. Those who are not married, girls also, if they like, they can marry and be very strong householder. And if they don't want to marry, they should not. But being very pakka brahmacharini, like what Shyamrani and Vrindavan Bilasi, like Vrinda, a pakka brahmachari. If the king of Braja, he will come and tell that, oh, I want to marry him. I'm serving my Gurudev, Vaishnava, chanting, remembering. In this. And I don't want that a brahmachari who has been given a red cloth, saffron cloth, they should not come. But in white dress, they may marry, no. But they should not give what divorce to their wives, and wives should not give divorce. In pakka brahmachari and pakka vaishnashram dharma, they should fall. Brahmachari should never fall down, never. Those who are in red cloth, I don't want that they should marry. But those who are in white dress may consider if they are weak, anything problem, they may marry. But sannyasi never coming. So we will give very rare sannyas. Not like always falling down here, like Rishikesh, Bhavananda, Bhagwan Das and all others. I met Bhagwan Das, you know, was very powerful he was. But now no one knows. But he was so much qualified. He served his Gurudev at that time, that his Gurudev was also praising him, that he makes about 7 to 10 lakhs in 7 days. And he made Vrindavan Krishna Balaram temple, especially he gave so much money. And he was now at that time so much proud of his quality. He wanted to control, but now where he is? But I met and I gave him Kantimala in his hand. And he was crying and weeping. I also initiated his wife, his daughters, and everybody. So many sannyasis who became fall down. I met them and inspired again to be in life. So many. In where?
In Hawaii.
Hawaii, not. Why, what name? And also in
Los Angeles.
No. Caracas. has been a jewel. Radhanti. He was with us here and there.
Near Los Angeles, Vidhi Ananda.
He was also a qualified one. Lacking of association, they fall down. I don't want that anyone should fall down. That should be very bold. Preaching everywhere like Ashudam Sakha and all others. क्या चीज क्या बनाती है I want to honor all the senior disciples of Swamiji. What name?
Rohini Devi.
Very good. Very
good.
Bahut achha. I want Sandesh. I will have to send it to Vrindavan, Mathura. Krishna is there. So,
any message?
He sent message from Sandesh from Mathura to Nandagaon. So you should be very restful Sandesh. You should all try to know 10 principles of bhakti. You can come forward if you like. They should come. More. There is so much place here.
Maharaj, जो आप दो भक्ता आए थे ना, वो है गोरा चांद उनके पति भक्ति देवी.
किनकी?
ये गोरा चांद.
Where is Gora Chand? Disciple of? Disciple of Rishikesh?
No, he was Sachinandan's disciple, but if there is no connection, Sachinandan Maharaj told him, then you go to the other side, and take the other side.
Where is Sachinandan?
He was coming, but he was in the Iron Mokhe. He was coming here?
He was coming here,
the congregation was preaching, but he was telling him, he told him to meet the sadhu.
Very good. Thank you to come and hear. There are 10 principles of bhakti written in Srimad Bhagavat, Vedas, Upanishad, Gita, Chaitanya, Charitamrita, everywhere. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur has especially invented it. And he has made a garland of 10 of beautiful fragrant flowers. What is and there has been divided into two, praman and prameya, evidence and object. What is praman? What is evidence? What?
The guru parampara coming through the Vedic literatures is the evidence. Anvaya, the guru parampara coming through the Vedas is the evidence.
No. What she is telling? And is it right or not?
Evidence is amnaya praha.
So what is amnaya?
Amnaya srutaya sakshat brahma.
What is?
Veti vishrutaha guru parampara prapta vishvakato hi brahmana.
So you should tell, define. What is?
Amnaya means transcendental knowledge, which is embodied in the Vedas, which has been received through the hearing process coming in guru parampara, beginning from Brahma, the creator of the universe.
It's
called
Amnaya. Tum bolo. Yeah. In very little, small thing.
You are doing.
You cannot. What is the essence you told? You told that the knowledge. Knowledge you told. Knowledge is not that thing. What is knowledge? Knowledge is not evidence. And she told Guru Parampara. Guru Parampara not. What Guru Parampara has accepted, Ved, Upanishad, Vedanta, Bhagavat, and these words, which has been accepted by our Guru Parampara, that literature. Understand? What?
The absolute truth coming through the Vedic.
No, again, you
the
did.
The Vedic knowledge which has been accepted by the Guru.
No, no, no. Again, you. The literatures, that is, the Ved, Upanishad, Vedant, Bhagavat, all these words accepted by our Guru Parampara is called Amnaya. And this is evidence for
nine.
For transcendental
truths.
Everything.
She said that.
No. Again, you should tell. I want to make you teacher.
Is the Vedic knowledge, the absolute truth coming from the
Ved Upanishads and everything, literature,
that's what I said,
which has been accepted.
Accepted by the Guru
Parampara. Like Ved Vakya, the words which has been accepted by our Guru Parampara is evidence. That evidence what tells? No? You?
It proves the everything which is transcendental.
It proves everything which is transcendental.
He should tell.
Everything which is transcendental.
I will give a slap, bring a stick, mota wala stick.
Madhava can do.
Oh, I will have to bring from Hitler. I will bring.
From Hitler, is Hitler.
Mussolini.
What you are telling? You cannot. That is why you are weak. You don't read all these things. Very simple things. You know?
Is it the nine
what? You are in doubt. What? Now you should know. What is the first prameya?
Amnaya praha tattvam harim hiyat. First thing is that the paramatattva. The Paramatattva, Advaya Gyan Paratattva, is Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the first thing which is proved.
Who is Hari?
Literature. Who is Hari? Krishna. Krishna is the Paramatattva.
So now you should tell in brief.
Simple.
Essence.
Complete? Dasamo?
No.
No, only this.
Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam.
No.
That Krishna
I
is
want
the
that you should tell. What is the first
prameya?
Amnaya praha.
Why you are telling all these issues? Don't you speak slow.
Speak English.
Tattvam harim hiya. The paramatattva is
Hari.
You
can speak. He has remembered a slok only. You should know the meaning of that slok.
Paramatattva, this supreme absolute truth is Hari.
Okay, you should tell like that.
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He is Advaita Gyan Tattva, he is Krishna. First. Second.
Sarva Shaktiman is the
Supreme Personality of
Godhead
Krishna Hari
is Sarva Shaktiman. He is the source of all powers and shaktis and energies.
More?
No.
This point should be clear. Second.
That he is Sarva Shaktiman.
What is the meaning of Sarva Shaktiman?
He has three energies.
Go on.
It means that Krishna has one energy, which is Swarup Shakti.
Parashakti.
Parashakti. And that Parashakti, because it can perform so many functions, according to the functions of that Parashakti, it goes under different names, such as Antaranga Shakti, the internal potency, Bahiranga Shakti, the Maya or external potency, Tatastha Shakti, the Jivas, and also those Shaktis, they're divided into Sandini, Sambit, and Ladini. Mm. So in this way, the Supreme Lord, he has one Shakti, which performs many, many functions, and is given a nomenclature according to their function.
Then third?
Samaskara Prasabdi.
Huh?
Ida version of Ras.
How?
The way all Ras is coming from him.
He is abode of all. He is a Rasa and he is a Rasik, both. What are all Rasas?
There's five primary Rasas. Shantaras, Dasi Ras, neutral Ras, servitorship, friendship, parental relationship, and conjugal relationship. And he's the reservoir of all those relationships. And all relationships in this world are perverted reflections of those original relationships.
We can also tell he is ocean of Ras. He is object of Ras also. And he is subject, container of Ras all.
He's taster
and taster also.
Taster also. And also taste. His taste, his taster, his everything. So if anyone chant Krishna, remember Krishna, they will full of Ras, happy and everything. Then what is third?
Fourth.
Fourth, not Pramaya third. What is Pramaya third?
There are two kinds of living entities. Conditioned living entity, who's never had the chance to serve Krishna before.
You have something here.
Just
try to take any medicine.
Okay. And also the liberated.
What is
jiva?
Liberated soul about?
What is? No, the liberated souls, they are the jivas in the spiritual world, and they have manifested from Baldev, those in Golok Vrindavan, and those who are in Vaikuntha, they have manifested from Sankarshan. These jivas.
Sankarshan?
Sankarshan?
What Sankarshan?
From the Mool Sankarshan.
How many Sankarshan?
Two.
No.
Mool
so
Sankarshan
in Vaikuntha, Mool Sankarshan?
Oh, in Vaikuntha Mahasankarshan.
So you are five, you in doubt. And in Golok Vrindavan?
From Baldev.
Baladev. In Dwarka?
Dwarka Mool Sankarshan.
Mool Sankarshan. And in Vaikuntha?
Mahasankarshan.
All are gone. What?
What?
Air Samandhi, are kuch bola?
The jivas, two types of.
No, no, first type.
But eternal jivas, it's coming from three types. The first is coming from Baladev Prabhu.
It has been told after that.
And the time the Mool Sankarshan is coming, the jivas, they are going to Vaikuntha.
Where going?
They are staying in Vaikuntha's Parikar. And today some jivas are coming from Karnadak Sai Vishnu.
That, stop here. Then, more thing I want to know.
This?
Naveen.
The three types of jivas, they explained just now. One from Baladev Prabhu, their eternal associates of Vrindavan.
Have they never come to world?
No. If Krishna wants, then they may come with Krishna to serve him. They never be conditioned so like us.
They have never come from anyone. It is told like this, that they have come from Baldev, Mool Sankarshan, Mahasankarshan. But all are
eternal
and transcendental. From beginning they are serving.
There are manifestation of Baladev Prabhu and manifestation of Mool Sankarshan, who is residing in Dwarka, eternal associates of Dwarkesh Krishna. And from Mahasankarshan, they are eternal associates of.
May they be controlled by Maya?
No. Not controlled by Mahamaya, but.
Under the control.
Can they be what soul?
Influence.
Condition.
Condition soul or not?
No, never.
Why?
Eternally liberated.
And second class of jivas?
The second class of jivas, they have come from Mahavishnu. They are called Tatastha Shakti. And
they are not called Tatastha Shakti, but they have come from Tatastha Shakti.
They are Krishna Tathasta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash, the manifestations of Krishna's Tathasta Shakti, inconceivably one with and different from Krishna. So these jivas, they fall in the material world, but by the mercy of Krishna they can go to the spiritual world. But they have never been there in the Vaikuntha Loka or in the Loka Vrindavan.
They are of two kinds. Those who are coming from Tathasta Shakti, they are of two kinds. At once who liberated and and who were helped by Yogamaya, at once they were liberated. And those who looked towards
Mahamaya, they want to test this world.
They wanted to test world, like we all. We are from Tathasta Shakti. But we are eternal Baddha. But we are not eternal, means
Anadi
Baddha. There is some difference, but it has been told that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told and Chaitanya Charitamrita has told. Nitya Baddha. They have never been liberated. Not coming from Krishna Loka. Never. But that is why they have been told Nitya Baddha. But they can be liberated. Not Nitya Baddha means then they will be always here. Not like that. They believe. If they follow the process of bhakti, helped by any guru tattva or by the mercy of Krishna, they can be liberated very easily by chanting, remembering him. Especially in Kali Yuga, if they are chanting, not to do so much austerities for 60,000 years. You are only chanting one name, if coming from Shraddha, that name will liberate any soul. After that, what?
The material energy is simultaneously different and non-different from Hari.
Material energy and also jivas.
Jivas are both simultaneously one and different from Hari.
Can you tell anyone? Bolo. तो ये सब नहीं करेगा दिन रात के आज चिंता करेगा मरने के ये सब चिंता करना पढ़ो सब देखो नहीं आता है इन लोगों से पूछो कैन यू डू कैन टेल
इनकंसीवेबली डिफरेंट बट एट द सेम टाइम द सेम
हाउ
यू गिव वन एग्जांपल इन हवाई लास्ट ईयर दैट द ओशन इज सो बिग इफ यू टेक वन ड्रॉप फ्रॉम द ओशन एंड पुट इट इन अ ग्लास ऑफ वाटर देन इट विल मर्ज विद अ glass of water, and at the same time, it will overflow.
Not only something. You? You can? Can you? You should try to know all these things. Madhav. Very loudly. And strongly you should tell.
Achincha Veda Veda Tattva, inconceivably one and different.
What is this?
The jiva is one in quality with Krishna, but different in quantity.
More? What is that quality that jiva and Krishna are both like same?
The jiva is Satchidananda and Krishna is Satchidananda.
More?
Eternally full of bliss, consciousness, and eternally existing.
More?
एक शुद्ध स्वयं ज्योति निर्गुण से गुणास्त्र सर्वगो सर्वसाक्षी निरात्म आत्मन प्रभु श्रीमद् भागवत एक्सप्लेन इज कृष्ण इज वन बट जीव इज मेनी एक शुद्ध कृष्ण इज शुद्ध प्योर बट जीव इज कंटेमिनेटेड बाय माया बट कृष्ण इज नॉट नेवर कंटेमिनेशन बाय माया
आई एम नॉट टेलिंग व्हाट आर द सेम क्वालिटीज ऑफ जीवास दैट इट हैज बीन टोल्ड दैट नो डिफरेंस
बट देयर इज नो डिफरेंस द Krishna is Satchidananda and
Jiva is also Satchidananda.
But there is no so much difference.
No. Go on telling what is not difference. This quality. ये दोनों में क्या भेद नहीं है अभेद है ये बतलाओ क्यों
अभेद जीव सच्चिदानंद और कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद
और कुछ
जीवे कृष्ण कृष्णर मध्य जो प्रेम आछे जीवर जीवर से प्रेम प्राप्त अधिकारी रहे
तुम बोलो तो
जीव एंड कृष्ण बोथ द पोटेंट एंड पोटेंसी देयर सम नॉट डिफरेंस इट इज दैट जीव भगवान इज सच्चिदानंद एंड जीव इज भगवान इज गीता जीव इज ज्ञेय
बोथ
एंड
कृष्ण इज ऑल्सो ज्ञाता नोवर एंड जीव इज ऑल्सो
एंड कृष्ण ऑल्सो रोज टेस्टर जीव ऑल्सो
टेस्टर कृष्ण हैज शेप दे हैव ऑल्सो शेप both have transcendental self both are gyata gaya yes sir jeev hi tester hai test yes. mane
enjoyer
and jeevar are also enjoyer of krishna service
yes.
so in all these aspect both are same. like
same
no difference
but,
and where is difference
but this beings so many non-difference point
no.
Krishna is
Vibhu
and
Divi
is
Anu right the living entity is infinitesimal and Krishna is infinite
yes
like a little piece of gold and a whole gold mine
more
also the living entity can fall under the control of the material nature and Krishna is always the controller of the material nature
more
Krishna is always the servant and utter master and the Diva is always the servant
okay
Krishna can create and you are the Lord
Krishna can create whole world, Jeev cannot. Again.
Krishna has four madhuris also, that is not present in any Jeeva or any form of Bhagavan.
Yeah, they have some little law. Well, again, all.
Complete, everything.
No, only this.
This point.
Or this point.
What is the difference between Vibhu Krishna and Anuchit Jeev. So that all can know.
So the Jeevas and Krishna, they have some qualities which are the same.
Mm.
In the sense that Krishna is a knower and the Jeeva is also the knower. The Jeevas are also the tasters or enjoyers and Krishna is also a taster and enjoyer. But Krishna
which has been finalized. What is the difference?
Oh, and the difference between them. Krishna is Vibhu. That means that he is all powerful, he is all knowing.
Or if you want to hear, you can come nearer. You should come more. There is so much place, you can come. Here is also, you should come more. Sit down there.
Krishna is all powerful, all knowing, all pervading, and he is the only independent tattva. And all other tattvas are dependent upon him.
Yes. Krishna can create whole worlds and destroy, Jeev cannot do. Any Vedanta Sutra?
Srishti Vyapara Varja.
Kya?
Srishti
Vyapara Varja.
Nahi. E rakam to na? Actually kiya chhe. Actually bolo, ita actually no. Actually word ita no. Srishti Vyapara Varjam. And more?
Shakti Shakti Mata Yor Obed.
Vedanta Sutra.
Vedanta Sutra. More? Then, after that.
The only process to achieve bhakti.
All the jivas here coming. Have they come from Golok Vrindavan or not? All the jivas who are here, at first they were serving Krishna and after that they came here or what? What is the truth?
No. First serving Krishna and falling down is not possible.
Why? But why they cannot fall down? If they will offense, they are they must be fallen down.
But offense not possible because Mahamaya is not there.
Yes, this is the point. Everywhere I told like this. There is no Mahamaya, illusory Maya there. There is no chance of making any offense. Always Jog Maya is there. They can remember always Krishna. There is no chance of forgetting Krishna. Say it is absurd and wrong that Swamiji has never written like this. He only told something that it has been written in Chaitanya Charitam. Krishna bhuli sei jiva anadir dwaini. But he has written all that for beginners not knowing everything, they cannot understand. That is why he told like this, as it has been written in Chaitanya Charitam. But jivas can never fall. Jadagatva non-nivartante tad-dham parma. From where going, never coming. If jivas are coming down from there, then it will be a very, very big problem. That we are doing so much
austerities.
Following austerities and so much doing, and lakhs births, we can go there, and again falling down. Very big problem. So any parikar, those who jeev goes there, they become associates of Krishna. How associate of Krishna may fall down? Never. So this theory is not. Then, why it has been called achintya? Achintya veda ved. No difference and difference. Non-difference and different. But achintya. What is the meaning of achintya?
Achintya means inconceivable. It cannot be understood by material mind or senses.
But why achintya?
Because they're simultaneously, they're different and non-different.
Why we are knowing and you are telling? Why you knew? If it is not known, then how?
It's inconceivable by our own senses, but it's possible to understand by realization through the Guru Parampara's
teachings. Not this.
And Ved Buddhi Gammo.
Yeah. Only Ved Buddhi Gammo means those who will follow that first I told.
Amnaya.
By that we'll accept. And following we can realize. Only the words which are has been accepted in your Guru Parampara. And by that following we can know all the different. But not our by this mundane intelligence. Though he will surrender and follow words of Bhagavatam, Ved, Upanishad, like any word you can tell. Achintya bheda bheda, achintya sambandhate je bheda bheda. E sambandhe tumi ekta kono Veder, Upanishadir, Bhagavater, Esha Bhuli. Ekta kono. Tumi bola? Na, it is not of Ved. I asked you to tell of Ved, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavat and Gita.
Idam
Vishvam Bhagavani Vaitaro Yato Jagat Stana Rojasam Bhava.
Just
yes.
Two worlds.
That
one different from
Supreme Lord
Himself.
More? Shakti Shakti Mataya Varabe. More? Dau Saparna Sayuja Sakhawa and all other this. So many. Mamai Vanso Jivaloke Jiva Bhutaha Sanatanaha Manasastani Indriyani. So, then seventh. What is?
The only way to achieve bhakti, pure bhakti, is by the practice of sadhana. That is to engage the senses for the purpose of achieving bhakti.
More,
bhakti.
More, what?
Bhakti is not the
bhakti is the sadhya, bhakti is the sadhana. Sadhanam shuddha bhaktim. In other words, the process is bhakti to achieve prem. The goal of life is prem, and the only process
to
achieve is bhakti.
Complicate. Oh, make it very clear in easy words. Bola tum, bhakti. Is thoda aur badha karke bolo.
To attain this, only process is pure devotion. Other than pure devotion, there is no process to attain all these things.
What is bhakti? Anya bilashita sunyam gyan karmadhana vritam anukullin krishna anushilanam. What is the meaning? Madhav, you should speak. What is bhakti? Definition.
Ananya balasita sunyam jnana karma janavitam anukulyena krishna nishilanam bhakti vrittam. Ananya balasita, without any other desires, without any desires for karma.
Any desire. What is the meaning of another desire?
Desires separate from service to Krishna.
More?
Jnana karma janavitam. Unmixed with jnana and karma, knowledge or desire for enjoyment. Anupulyena Krishna Nushilanam, favorable service to Krishna, service that is pleasing to Krishna. Bhakti Uttama, that is Uttama Bhakti.
But not complete. Yes.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is explaining that.
Try to know all like this.
Bhakti means the continuous, uninterrupted cultivation of all.
Oh, you should all hear patiently and write in your hearts.
Bhakti means the continuous and uninterrupted cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind, and words, and also of transcendental sentiments, moods, which are favorable to Krishna, which are completely devoid of all desires other than the exclusive pleasure of Krishna, and which is not covered by karma. In other words, activities performed to receive some reward and not covered by jnana. That means knowledge which is aimed at impersonal liberation, and adi, not covered by tapasya, yoga, and vairagya, other things.
Again, you should. What you talk? Again here.
Sunya means zero. All desires other than the desire to serve Krishna are void. That is this anyabilas and anyabilasita.
First you should tell uninterrupted
devotional service.
Devotional service of Krishna.
Which is devoid of any other desire than to satisfy Krishna. Those other desires are the desire to enjoy the fruits of one's activity,
yes.
Mental speculation, the desire to merge with Krishna, or have or be proud of one's knowledge that I know something about Krishna, or ultimately, even Bhagavad Gyan, the knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to achieve Uttama Bhakti, the purest Bhakti.
No, you should not tell this.
No, don't tell this.
Because in beginning, we'll have to do it. It is helpful. And it will be bhakti, no harm. The activities, all the activities of body, mind,
words,
all senses,
and moods.
All the
senses,
like what is bhav?
Moods.
Then begin from here. That without any worldly desire, except only we can have desire to serve Krishna. Other than this, devoid of all. And not mixture of jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya. What is that? If a man chanting and remembering, but he wants to know, he wants like astrology. Then if he mix astrology in bhakti, then what is that? That not bhakti.
This is not Shuddha Bhakti, that is Anna Vilas.
If anyone is distributing books only, is it bhakti or not? You.
It depends on his consciousness. If he's only fruitive, if he's only doing for name, fame,
profit. Is it sarup siddha bhakti or not? Never. But it can help if we think that, oh, by distribution of books, anyone can have some help. But only one, always distributing books, not reading, not doing, chanting, remembering, what will be? Not. Only karma. So we should distribute the books and we should know the essence of the book, what is there. And we can help others. Then it will be bhakti. If anyone is making gurukul, only gurukul here, there, not chanting and remembering, what will be this? Is it, it will be bhakti or not? Never. But if some gain is coming, that was the reading there, and they have some impression of bhakti, then mixture of bhakti. Mixture of bhakti. I know that wherever I went, all the boys of the gurukuls were destroyed. No faith in guru, no faith in bhakti. All became like demons. Very few numbers, rare, they became bhakta. I went to where? Last? Alachua. 300, more than this. From different part of America, they were assembled there. But anyone not chanting, remembering, having tulsi bead and anything. Very good, a very big problem. They used to beat their father and mothers, abuse their father and mothers. They never become pure devotee. So this gurukul is bogus things. But if a devotee have some impression for bhakti, honoring their seniors, love and affection for junior, and they have taste, if they have impression to have faith in name and bhakti, then that gurukul is somewhat
helpful.
Otherwise, no. Swamiji wanted to make this in this way, that very any teacher should be very correct, of good character, good knowledge, and training them always. They should train them always in high class of devotion. But it can be only somehow
possible.
If the teachers are so high class, if the teachers are not bhakta pure, they cannot do all these things. So nowadays all gurukuls are like barren. Nothing is there. In New Mayapur, nothing. Oh, there were more than 400 students. Here, there. So, we should know all these things and try. So, bhakti. Can you tell again?
Bhakti?
Huh? Anyabhilashita.
Engage in one's mind, body, and words.
Huh?
Engage in one's mind.
What?
Engage in one's mind, body, and words in the service of Krishna.
Hmm.
With full love. Love and affection.
Not it is clear. More should be told like them. You should read, remember and tell me. Can you tell? Anyone coming with me, always they should remember this shloka and their meaning. You should tell. In same way what Prem Prayojan told.
You should remember and tell me. In evening class, I will ask all. Then, after that bhakti, what will be? Bhakti of two kinds. Sadhan bhakti and sadhya bhakti. Sadh bhakti is prayojan, prem. That is called actual, pure love and affection for Krishna. And they are divided into five kinds of prem, prayojan. What?
Neutral, servitorship, friendship.
Who is the ideal of neutral bhakti?
Sanaksanandan, Sanatan, Purkumar.
They were, not now.
And then they became Dasya.
And more, Sukadeva Goswami, he was of this line. Because after that, he also came in that Shuddha Bhakti by the grace of his father. Second? What is second? You don't know. Second? Who is the most elevated devotees of Dasya?
Hanuman.
Hanuman.
More? More? More than Hanuman? No, they were Shakya. Ratapitra in Braja. More. They can take Krishna in lap. Hanuman cannot take. He can take here, holding always hand. Ratak Pitrak. They can give sometimes Krishna.
Sometimes leave you, sometimes
kiss you. Always weeping. Like father, some qualities of father they have. Mother. So they are more superior. Shakha. Then Shakha. What is Shakha? Subal Shiva. Also there are Shakha, Sugriv, Vibhishan, Lakshman, all, but not pure. Also more Pandavas and Arjun, but some appellance is there. But Subal Siddham of Raja. Or they can climb on the back of Krishna and they can tell, oh my horse, you should run. And sometimes they will take something and remnant they should give to Krishna. No harm. Pandavas or anyone, Uddhava cannot give this. So they are more superior. And then Barsalya. Who is Barsalya? Barsalya, Devaki and Rohini. But of
lower category.
Vasudev Devi. And also Kaushalya. Kaushalya. And all the three queens. And all are there. So more superior are all the Brajavasi who are in elder age.
Elderly.
Like Yashoda, all the friends of Nanda Baba and Yashoda are of Barsala. And more than that,
Madhur.
Madhur is divided into two sections, Swakiya and Parkiya. What is Swakiya?
Swakiya means those who are married to Krishna, like Satyabhama.
It is also a kind of Madhur, but it is mixed with Dasya. So, it has been rejected. And not married like gopis. They are superior. They are also of two kinds. What?
Sambhoga Ichamai and Tatat Bhava Ichamai.
Who is Sambhogamai?
That means Lalita Vishaka.
Swatantra, independent Naika. Like?
Independent heroines like Lalita Vishaka Chitta Champakalata.
And secondly? Very good. Thank you all. You should try to remember these 10 principles If you are not knowing these 10 principles, you cannot come in bhakti. This is the work of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. If they have not trained you in these things, you cannot know what is bhakti and how should we should advance in bhakti. So you should try to know all these things and try to listen our classes very. It is rare anywhere. Anyone cannot train in this line. So I want that those who are coming to us, they should be trained in line, that they should never fall down. I know all these sannyasis, seniors, or any senior devotees of ISKCON, they don't know all these things. And that is why they used to fall down, become very weak. So you should try to know all these things. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Now, what is the time?
It's 8:10.
Eh?
So hard.
Now they can.
Yes. Ah, now